Chuck Freeman from the Chuck and Winkler Show joining us here. Did you happen to catch the interview that he did?
Yeah, I saw.
And they said, what about your legacy in Milwaukee? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I saw the written form of it. You know, everything he says indicates he's going to be here.
He's staying.
Now, if he leaves, man, okay, yeah. That's on him. But, I mean, he's so far in that he's going to be back here when his contract negotiations come up here. So I don't see why he wouldn't be back here. Everything points in the direction that he is. If he's talking up Milwaukee, loves his teammates, loves his coach, loves the organization, why would he leave?
Correct. He put it this way. There's three things that he's asked for. One, to keep the band together. And for the most part, they did that. Mm-hmm. He loves his coach and team. Two, win. They got the best record in the NBA. There's no reason they shouldn't win a championship. They've been that good. Okay, if they fail, it's because he and guys around him failed in the postseason. That's on him, not on the organization. And then three, they can pay more money than anybody. Those three reasons alone, why would you leave?
Yeah, they pay up $245 million
right.
over 5 years. So
you're not
going
to leave.
No,
you're not going anywhere.
No, no. And if they don't win an NBA championship, he's the star player. He has said he wants Middleton. He wants Bledsoe. He didn't want to make any trades. So if they don't win an NBA title with this team, Giannis is the leader on this team. He's the man in this team. So, I mean, I hate to look at it this way, but it's on him then if
right.
they don't win.
Right.
He's the star. If they don't win it, if they underachieve, he makes more free throws last year against Toronto. Other guys play better. But, I mean, if he makes his free throws, maybe that's a different story. But he missed a lot of, which I'm not expecting him to do this year, but he missed a lot of big free throws last year in the
yep.
stretch run.
So we'll see what happens. So tell me about the All-Star Game experience, because you guys went down there.
Yeah, you know what's happening. It's an event. It's not a game. You know, when I pulled into United Center yesterday afternoon, I was like, you know, I'm driving to this game, because normally you have an invested interest in a team winning a game. But other than our guy being the captain, if he lost last night, which he did, it's not like losing Game 6 at Toronto.
Yeah.
It's not like losing Game 7 against the Dodgers in 2018. It's not getting bounced from the NCAA tournament. It's okay. It might sting for a little bit, a couple of seconds, but Giannis is ready to move on to, you know, hopefully win an NBA championship. But I thought the pregame was great. The halftime, Bill, I don't think you and I could relate to the halftime show. Let's face it. That halftime show was not... We are not in that demographic.
I watched a portion of it. That was the time that I went and did stuff around the house.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I know.
So, but it, you know, it is what it is.
As far as the entertainment value, of course it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're not in that type of music at halftime, of course they performed well. Pre-game show, it's an NBA event. And the All-Star Game, opening tip, and boom, walking the ball up court, and, you know, no defense, and a couple of dunks and three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know...
But then
just,
it got serious at the end.
Just come to expect that. Now, going into it, I was not a big fan of the Elam ending, which we saw in the fourth quarter last night. I was like, you got to change the rules on this, you know? But if it's going to get these guys to play hard in the fourth quarter with the game on the line, because they're all, at the end of the day... As Giannis would say, they're all competitors.
Right.
They are all competitors. They want to win, okay? As much as the first three quarters of it were all show, they want to win this game. And you saw in the fourth quarter, the best in the world go toe-to-toe and try to win that game.
They were, and I said this earlier, the byproduct of this, they were exhausted. I mean, LeBron talked about being exhausted after the ball game. I hope there isn't a carryover effect, if you know what I mean, that goes into the regular season, that goes into the second half, or come the end of the year, you're still fatigued because you really didn't get a break. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you're still recuperating from a hard-fought All-Star game in which your legs are wobbly, leaving the floor.
And that's why the NBA Players Association negotiated for three more days off, and so they won't start again until Thursday. I didn't like the idea of the 8 days off between the last time they played and the next time they played, right during a time when, hey, NBA, another great way to market your game is this time of the year where there's virtually nothing going on besides college basketball and the XFL now. But, Giannis and some of those guys exceeded their minutes last night.
Yeah.
And Kemba Walker was talking about he exceeded the amount of minutes he was supposed to play. But they weren't coming off the court.
They wanted
to win the game. No, they didn't want to. You tried dragging Giannis off the court. You didn't want to go. Kemba Walker didn't want to come out of the game. LeBron certainly doesn't want to come out of the game. They were it stinks because you got to have the Elam rule for these guys to get competitive in the fourth quarter. Had they played that game four quarters, 48 minutes, you would have saw the same. You would have saw a non-competitive ending.
So the Pat Connaughton, dunk contest, which I thought was spectacular. I really enjoyed watching that as well. Give me your thoughts on, because we just had a caller that said, "Are you kidding me? He can't believe they used Christian Yelich and coming off of the bad knee, and what if he got hurt?" A buddy of mine texted me and said, "Hey, where was Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, part owner of the Bucs. He could have been down there. He could have been doing that,
yeah,
too,
but
you know."
But Planet Pat said he called out Yelich. He wanted Yelich there.
Yeah.
And with Yelich, when Yelich is lining up to do that move and he's standing, by the square, our PC is going to jump over him. Tell me the Brewer organization's not nervous.
Tell me about it.
People think of PC, Planet Pat, but I'm thinking, oh, man, if Planet Pat is off on this one a little bit.
He slips, falls, knocks out the back of the knees. Yeah.
You know, LeBron chased down a ball last night in the game. He tried with his foot, nearly rolled his ankle, and the crowd was like, I don't know if they showed that on TV. They were like, wow.
Yeah.
Had he been maybe a centimeter over, man, the Bucks would have been handed the NBA championship last night.
Right.
If LeBron gets himself injured chasing down a ball with his foot.
Right.
But I thought Planet Pat didn't get... I thought he got screwed a little bit by Dwayne Wade of the judgment.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, look at all the dunks, jumping over people. That's amazing what these guys can do.
Yep. Hey, the city itself, now I was down there not this past weekend, but the weekend prior, and the city was really kind of ramping up.
We thought of you on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, I was walking Michigan Avenue. I was walking Wabash. I just walked all over the place.
We thought of you because we walked by the House of Blues.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought Bill was here last week.
Yeah, Harry Carey's. I was down there. I had a great steak dinner. But the town itself was just ramped up for the Friday night, to the concerts on Saturday, everything that was going on. How was the city this past weekend?
It was. I mean,
because eventually we're going to get one here.
We are. Chicago is, it's 24/7, that town.
Right.
I love going down to Michigan Avenue. I mean, do I like paying $25 an hour to park? No.
No.
But that's just the cost of doing business when you go to Chicago. I mean, you go down to downtown Chicago, Michigan Avenue, walk the street down there. I mean, they have something that we don't have. We have better sports teams. They got a better atmosphere as far as the whole downtown aspect. Yeah, I thought the whole town all weekend long. You saw people, with all-star gear, excited that the event was coming there. You know, it's amazing that the event took so long to get back into Chicago. It's embarrassing how Milwaukee has not had an all-star game since 1977. That is a flat-out embarrassment that the NBA has not brought the game here. I was 10 years old when I went with my dad. Brian Winters was the all-star. 1977. They've last had an All-Star game, and that was two arenas ago. Bradley Center never had an All-Star game. Pfizer Forum, they better get one. This is the NBA. We're not trying to market a handful of teams here. Milwaukee needs to get an All-Star game.
I would assume they're going to get one. I mean, look, they're holding the Democratic National Convention.
Sure.
They're going to put as many people in a city that has been here probably since.
These owners think big. Herb Cole didn't think big.
Probably since the Harley Davidson 100th.
Yep.
That's about as many people are going to be in this town as then.
And I don't want to hear about the lack of hotel space, because if you can bring the DNC here, you can bring an all-star game here.
I mean, Airbnbs are going crazy. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking, I'm actually considering doing some remodeling of my house, and the remodeling can be paid for by those coming into town for the DNC.
Sure.
So, no, I get it. I think eventually we'll get an all-star game. I think you have to, because you've actually pushed through the Pfizer Forum with very little help from the NBA. Mm-hmm. We're one of the only cities, the only states, to just do it, to get it done without having a commissioner come in and say, oh, by the way, and then threaten the city. We all knew there was a very good potential of the Bucks leaving if they didn't get this deal done. Okay, we knew that in our own backyard. But we knew that because of the ownership, not necessarily because we had to have the NBA and the commissioner come in and do these forums to where everybody sat down. I mean, he came into town and spoke on it, but he didn't come in town and basically wag his finger at the city and go, we're leaving if you don't give us what we want.
Sure, but you look at the two sports teams. If Miller Park, nobody wants at Miller Park. Not nobody, but I mean, there's a lot of people opposed to Miller Park being built in the 90s when this thing was on its way up. It's like they did not want Miller Park. Oh, let the baseball team move. Now look at, okay, 38,000, 40,000 per night out there. Okay.
Right.
And
there's nobody that can now argue this was a bad thing.
And Pfizer Forum, same thing. Yeah, you cannot argue against that. And I don't want to hear, oh, the Bradley Center would have been, no.
Nope.
Pfizer Forum is state of the art, and it's beautiful. And it's got concerts that come here that wouldn't be coming to the Bradley Center. We got a championship team. What I was a little skeptical whether the district would go over or not, but the Bucks have made it work.
Right.
The Bucks have made it work.
Well, success breeds success. I mean, that's the thing. A success breeds success. So you're right about 12 months a year in the sense that the concerts, the events. I mean, they've had everything in there from Disney on Ice to monster trucks. So there's everything that has been to the Fiserv Forum, plus some of the more massive concerts that are out on tour. They're not skipping Milwaukee anymore because Milwaukee now has a building that can support those big, massive stage shows. So, yeah, I mean, they've made it work, and they've brought a ton of money into this state, into the community, and into the tax base.
Ownership. The ownership with Edens and Lazary and Dinan compared to Herb Cole is comparing a rummage sale to Neiman Marcus. That's what it is. You know,
it's not that the
Herb was a nice owner, but he was... Let's face it. He was not. He was not being innovative and forward thinking.
It's not that he didn't want to win. It's that they wanted to win a certain way, and it wasn't going to happen.
No, but in today's world of building stadiums and building arenas, you got to do what the Bucks do. You got to build a whole district around it.
Right.
You know, they've done this in Cleveland. They've done it here, and it's working. And that's what you have to do. I think the day Herb Cole just wanted to bet that stadium, and he got a donation from the Pettits to build that stadium. Otherwise, this team would have been in Minneapolis instead of this team would have been sold and moved to Minneapolis before the Timberwolves got there in the 80s.
Hey, before I let you go, real quick, the start of the second unofficial second half of the season, Bucks have a 6-game lead. They've been playing good basketball. I don't expect this thing to slow down at all, but if they have an Achilles heel, what is it?
Oh, man, it's tough to find anything with this team that's wrong, Bill. It is. You know, they got their offensive efficiency is the best in the league. Their defensive efficiency is up there. It's either one or two. There's so many good things. If Chris Middleton plays well in the postseason, okay, that's going to be a problem. If Giannis is not hitting his free throws, okay, that'll be a problem. If Eric Bledsoe does not show up in the conference finals, that'll be a problem. But as far as how they play, style of play, do they have enough talent? You don't get to 7 losses by not having all the pieces. Mm-hmm. They've showed they can play. Now they can't go to the postseason and fall apart like they did for that final Memorial Day week in Toronto. That was falling apart.
Yep, no doubt. Good stuff, man. Appreciate it. Glad you had fun.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right, buddy. There you go, Chuck. Our buddy Chuck Freeman from the Chuck and Winkler Show, and he joins us here inside the studio, hanging out with us for a couple of minutes.